All right, right back here on the Big Show. It's the Friday before Game 2 of the Patriots season, and the Pats and the Jets will go at it on Sunday down there at the Meadowlands. And it's great because last week we had Patriots left tackle Matt Light on the program, and apparently this week we're changing up a little bit, and we're going to bring Patriots left tackle Todd Light on the program. So Todd, we welcome you into the show, your first appearance here on the Big Show. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be here with you. You know, I'm working a lot at my defensive back responsibilities.
I hope you do better than that. I hope you do better than that guy did last week. Another guy.
What's it like playing for the Rams?
Hey, listen, I've got a heck of a tan going. I just feel like a Todd now.
Lost you know, a little weight.
I've lost quite a bit of weight. I'm more of a Todd than I am a Matt. So hey, you know, I think this is going to work out well.
Hey, how many text messages did you get after that game?
You know, it's funny because usually when you're getting text messages after a game, it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
at least in my world. But that was kind of comical because I've had that, I mean, so many times now I answer the phone and it's like, hey, Todd, what's going on? I'm like, oh, you're so funny. And then now I come on the show and you guys introduce me this way.
Yeah.
More idiots trying to take
a shot. Was it something you did to Coach Gruden over the years? I mean, he was just angry at you or what?
Chucky was on fire.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the game. We were talking yesterday and Freddie Smirlus was breaking down a lot of the adjustments that you made as the game went on, because I would take it that Aaron Schobel was a handful, certainly early on in that game. What adjustments did you make, and how did things change up for the better for you?
Well, you know, I think early on we weren't firing on all cylinders, obviously, but it was little things. It was, you know, a guy here, a guy there, little breakdowns here and there. But those were kind of things that get you out of rhythm and ultimately, you know, can lead to a really disastrous game. But, you know, fortunately for us, we were able to, you know, tighten it up there at the end and really put together two great drives, two great 2 minute situations and win the situational side of the game. But it was tough early on and they presented some problems and we knew going into it that they have a very active defense, a very well coached defense. We talked about it last week. But we just, like I said, we weren't able to capitalize when we needed to. Obviously we had some issues in the red area. And that wasn't that's not the way you ever want to start out. And then, you know, it ultimately comes down to just how well you can execute. And we weren't doing that early enough.
What was it? Anything that they were showing differently than you'd seen in the past from them? You guys have played them certainly enough.
You know what? It wasn't like they were throwing out a whole different scheme. We've had some issues early on. You know, unfortunately, we just, for whatever reason, couldn't get on the same page quick enough. But it wasn't like they were throwing a whole different game plan at us, something that we hadn't practiced. It was just, you know, we weren't firing all cylinders. So we just had a hard time with it there early.
When you were down 11, did Brady come in the huddle and actually say, hey, we're going to win this game?
No, he actually, he carries a bag of fairy dust, and he sprinkles it on each one of us. And it's really kind of an awkward thing there because, you know, for us, if, you know, you think he's, you don't know what he's doing, and then it comes over you and you feel great. No, we, everybody wants to know that. And like, there's some kind of magical words of inspiration.
Well, I think it was Randy Moss, Matt, that said that.
The fairy dust?
No, not the fairy dust.
Because he's not supposed to let that out.
But you're down 11, and then your quarterback comes in the huddle, and you know, he's got you guys believing that you're not out of it.
Yeah, no doubt, and he's always been that way. But to be honest with you, to me it seems very matter of fact. It's not a big emotional speech. It's more like, hey, look, here's what we got to do. We got to go down. We got to have a great 2 minute operation. We got to get in and out of the huddle. You know, we got to get the calls. You know, we got to do all the things we need to do to give ourselves a chance to go back out there and have some time to go down and put another score on the board to put us ahead. You know, so it's not. It's not. I think a lot of people think that the huddle starts out and it's like, oh, you know, come on, guys, you know, we got to really step it up and you know, get after it, way to go. And it's just, that's not really the way it is. It's, it's more matter of fact. It's more, here's what we got to do versus, a rah-rah type deal.
Now, I will say this. There's a couple guys here in the studio that would probably pay big bucks for some of that Brady Ferry dust, but that's another subject for another day.
They manufacture it.
Yeah. Let me ask you about...
It works on women, too.
Oh, does it? Really? Well, I don't think they're worried about that, but that's a different story, too.
That calmness and that demeanor by the entire offense in the huddle, is that in part because you guys have seen a lot of things together?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. You know, it's nobody's first rodeo out there. You know, we've been in situations like that before, and quite honestly, we practice that way to some degree. I mean, you can't simulate, you know, that intensity and everything that happens, you know, during the real deal. But we do practice that way, and we have been together for, you know, a long period of time now. We're, you know, very fortunate to have guys you know, that have stuck around here that long, and it's great to have that type of experience going into a game like that.
All right, give us an idea, and I know you can't give out everything because you're sworn to secrecy. They'll kill you down there in Foxborough if you do, but you're playing a defense that really is the Baltimore defense of the past, Rex Ryan's defense. They like to overload. If you saw that Houston game last week, Houston seemed to get confused with the numbers and trying to match up what they had against the defensive line, and they seem to shoot numerous people through various holes. How do you deal with it? How much thinking is involved when you're dealing with a team like this Baltimore defense?
Well, there's obviously a lot that goes into this week of preparation, and I think ultimately it comes down to great communication, which is, again, going to be easier said than done in some regards because of the fact that we're on the road. It'll make it that much more difficult. But you got to have great communication. You got to have a great week of prep. So, you know, we've had a great look from our scout team, and those guys have been flying around and giving us situations pretty much like what we're going to see on Sunday. And then ultimately it comes down to everybody get on the same page and Tommy identifying it and us seeing it in the same light and then going out there and executing it well. And I don't think it's ever going to be perfect, and it never is, but there will be times where it will have a little bit different look. I'm sure they're going to game plan some things for us that we haven't seen yet, but you know, ultimately, when we look back and we see some of the games that we faced, you know, in the past, whether it was in Baltimore or with the Jets or some of these other teams that like to have the walk-around look, I feel as though we've been able to make the right adjustments and pick it up for the most part.
And those adjustments, is it simply recognition, or do you have to gauge a lot of the individual that you're playing against, Bart Scott versus some of their other linebackers they've had in the past? Is that an easy thing to do?
You know, it's not easy because of the fact that they move around so much and they do overload you, and they do give you a lot of different personnel groups. So but it does come down to recognizing who it is and where they're at and what their posture is. So it's a lot of different things, and you're not going to be right all the time. But for the most part, you know, you just need to take a look at, you know, what they've done in the past. Make sure you got great, like I said, a great week of preparation, great film study, and then put yourself through the paces throughout the week to get it done.
We all know how close that game was a couple of years ago on that Monday night. It took you a last-second touchdown for you guys to beat them. But
the Ravens game
a couple of years ago, the Monday night game. How much film of that game did you watch? And is it obviously the personnel is a little bit different with the Jets, but can they duplicate defensively what they did this Sunday, what happened a couple of years ago on that Monday night game?
Well, I'm sure they can. I mean, look, they can. They throw a lot out there, and you're right. It's not unlike what we saw a couple of years ago down there, and that was a heck of a game, and one that none of us will ever forget. And it was exciting, and came down to the end, and you know, they did a lot of what they're doing now. So yeah, we've definitely watched that and watched a lot of other game tape and a lot of that Houston game to get ready for this one.
Doesn't it bother you that these guys are talking so much and you know, you don't want to just beat the Jets now? I mean, you have even more incentive to just go out and try and rout them.
Well, I mean, we've always had a really good relationship with them. It seems as though this is potentially might be an, you know, a deal breaker. I don't know. I mean, I'm, and you guys know me well enough been around me a little bit. I truly do not care to get involved with any of that kind of stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, nor do any of the other guys that,
but you
that
do,
are in that locker room.
But you do hear what is said, right? You do know what was said?
To some degree. I mean, I mean, I've heard some of it. But, again, you know, it's something that we say in our room when it comes to the offensive line is that, you know, guys, you can say anything you want. I mean, you guys can go on air and say anything you want.
No.
And and you'll be right. You'll be 100% right.
Usually.
To everybody out there in the world until somebody proves you wrong. Right?
But, right.
But don't you find it amusing, though, that you would think past results, when people have trash-talked this team as badly as the Jets have this week, and you just go back since 2000, since Bill's been here, and since the 2001 season, with the exception of one Joey Porter, you know, suck-out win in the first game last year in Foxborough, the Patriots have destroyed teams. They haven't beaten them. They have destroyed teams where there's been serious trash-talking against them the last 8 years. I mean, the numbers back. I mean, you look at all the people.
It doesn't seem like good odds when you say it that way. It just doesn't seem.
No.
You know what? It takes a lot of energy to trash talk because if you do it early in the week, now all of a sudden you've got a mob of media around your locker room, around your locker and locker room the whole week. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of distraction for the team that's
speaking
doing the trash talk.
Speaking from experience
talking.
Here, is that what it is?
Yeah, I talked a little.
You know, Steve, when you look back on your career, I mean, it was a whole different era.
Yep.
You could, you know, I'm sure there was probably, and maybe this isn't correct, but there was probably more said back then. But the difference was you didn't have the media,
yes,
and you didn't have the coverage that you have now.
Right, black and white TV didn't cover that when we were in leather helmets. No, but you're right. It's ridiculous competition for that soundbite right now,
and that soundbite gets out everywhere now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think in today's game, everything you say is amplified to such a degree that. You know, you really have to be conscious of all that stuff, and I think you know we are that way as a team, obviously, and you know, there's really no need to do anything other than just go out there and play your game and do what you have to do to help your team win and let that, you know, solve all the issues.
Well, here's how crazy it is. At least in the past, you had to talk to a media person or talk before your locker at the end of the game. Now you can get on the bus and you can tweet it, and everybody hears about it on ESPN and everywhere else within like 5 or 10 minutes after the fact. I mean, that to me it's crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. We are living in a whole new world. But I'm sure, Steve, do you do that whole tweeting thing?
I wouldn't know how to type, let alone tweet. Are you kidding me?
What is the policy with the team? Can you tweet?
No, me personally.
No, we know you.
Does Belichick allow you to tweet?
Tweet.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know how that is. I mean, number one, I don't think we would do that.
Matt, the only tweeting you've ever done is you're trying to call a bird so you could shoot it. That's the only tweeting you've ever done.
Yeah, and that's more of a gobble.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly
so
right.
Yeah, you're
exactly
right. You're right.
I've got to ask you this because we spent a lot of time talking about your performance, especially the first half, and as I said, the difference in the second half yesterday. And we kept on bringing up Schoble's name and brought up Jason Taylor's name, and I know I said it and others have said it as well. These are two guys that give Matt Light or Todd Light trouble. But doesn't that go without saying that if they're great players at their position,
they give everybody trouble.
You're not going to have complete success against the better players. We don't bring up some of the other guys that you faced during the course of the year, and we never bring up their name. Doesn't that go with saying that if they're great players, they're going to have some success against you or any other player?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would hope so. Yeah, you know, I mean, look, it's never going to be perfect. I mean, I don't care who you are, I don't care how great a player you are. You know, it's but there's always key matchups, and I think that. It goes with the position to some degree too. I mean, look, there's a lot of premier rushers that rush off the left side, you know, of our line, and there's good guys across the board. You know, I mean, look at this week, and you look at the fits that a guy like Chris Jenkins will give to the guys inside on the interior. So there's a big matchup there, and there's obviously matchups on the outside too with what they do with their linebackers and bring them off the edge. So. Yeah, you can make that case to some degree for every single guy at every position, but you're right. I mean, if you're playing a premier guy, to think you're going to go out there and just stone them on every play is just—it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I would think that in those games where you're playing against a better guy, people are going to be talking more about you after the game because those guys are going to make some tackles. You talked about Jenkins, and obviously his name, mm-hmm. if we look back at that Houston game, he went untouched a couple of times, that his name, we might be talking about who's blocking him this week. I think it probably goes with the great players on the other side of the ball and what the matchups are. All right, Maddox,
sure.
We will talk to you next week. Have a great game coming up on Sunday. And listen, if it isn't, just blame it on Todd. If you don't play well, just blame it on Todd. That's all.
Yeah, and listen, also, just real quick, I know you guys got to take off and go to break because you've had me on the phone for 22 minutes straight. But
not that you're counting. Not that you're counting.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd love you. No, but look, hey, we got the shootout coming up.
Oh,
so
the Mad Light shootout. Yeah. When is the shootout?
It is the 29th. It's coming up the Tuesday after next. So, and maybe I said that wrong because I'm very good at confusing people. But the 29th is a Tuesday. It's coming up here at the end of the month. And people can log on to MattLight72.com for information. And they can actually sign up there as well as calling 781-784-5381. But it's going to be a great year. We've got great participation. A lot of really new and exciting things for the fifth year here. And
it's always a blast.
Auction items. Yeah, so it's always a blast.
It's one of the best charity events.
What's different?
It's totally different from anything else out there. I mean, it's a great event, a lot of fun. And a lot of, you know, you trust in a lot of guys with a lot of ammunition.
And would you explain to the fans that they don't get to shoot at Patriot players? Would you explain that to them so that they know that?
There's been a few that we've thought about it, right. But no. Everybody's been safe. I tell you, it's a beautiful setting too. It's down in Rhode Island at Addyville East Farms, 900 acres of just good times.
Not to mention the pig roast, Matty.
Buddy, yeah, we got great food. Capital Grill's coming in to do the dinner again. We've got a Qdoba for lunch. So if you're hungry and you like to shoot things and want a little stress reliever, come on down. We'll have a good time.
What's better than that? Can I smoke a cigar while I'm shooting?
Well, we're gonna have. Yeah, we've got the cigar. Yep. We got the cigar man down there from Massachusetts. He's got a great product that he comes down. He hand rolls all of his cigars, and Doug is unbelievable. So yeah, we'll have plenty of them for you.
All right, we'll mention a few times between now and the 29th, but give that the address again.
MattLight72.com is the website, and 781-784-5381 for any information.
Because Todd Light 72 doesn't work.
Todd Light 46.
I just tried it. It didn't work. All right, have a great week.
All right, Matty, good luck.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.
Take it easy. Matt Light right here on The Big Show.